Recording in progress.
Okay, are we ready?
Can everyone hear us online?
I see smiling people. I guess
Hello,
we'll take
Chloe.
It. All right, I call the March 18th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting to order at 6:31 p.m. And I'll take the hit for that. Ha. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No?
Okay. Are there any public comments for items not on the agenda? Seeing none. And it looks like we just have our regulars on there, so that would be none. Approval of minutes, February 18th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve February 18th, 2025 minutes.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nobody left to oppose. Thank you. Okay. Rolling Meadows Phase 2 Final Plat, file number SUB-25-06. Formerly, we called that Phase 6 First Edition. And this is an administrative decision, so you guys can administrate. Is the planner on board? There she is. Would you like to hit the high points for us, Chloe?
That sounds great. Good evening, commissioners. Sorry to gather you all from your homes for another relatively short agenda today, but I promise there will be more exciting stuff coming.
We like to hang out with Lanny, so it's okay.
Yeah. Me too. So if you'll recall, on November 19th of 2024, the Planning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plat for what was Rolling Meadows Phase 6 First Edition. It's 10 lots. It's right along the already existing 10th Avenue, which is off of Oquia, and it leads right into the Phase 1 of the Rolling Meadows subdivision, which is already built out. So after the building moratorium for all the sewer capacity issues was put into place, we realized there are potentially some lots that already have those hookups from when they were developing out that Phase 1. And Gary has been, some referrals have been sent to Public Works, and it sounds like that is a legitimate avenue. So they got that preliminary subdivision approval in November for 10 more lots. Why we are looking at a rephasing is because we didn't realize at the time, but state law does not allow you to plat these planning developments that have phases in the incorrect order. So that's why we're now calling these 10 lots Phase 2, because Phase 1 is already done. This will be Phase 2. And then in the future, if they would like to continue building out this northeastern section of Rolling Meadows, they can call it additions of Phase 2, and that might change over time, might evolve over time. But that's where we're at today. So it's 10 lots, and you know, the agenda item summary, it goes over the conditions of approval from the preliminary plat, and all of them were found to be addressed in one way or another. And they're all going to be medium density residential, meaning they'll likely have more of the attached duplexes or two family dwellings over the lot lines. But that's not required. That's just, you know, the way that that is looking with the type of zoning they chose and the type of lot size they went with. But with that, I don't have much more to add.
Okay. Any questions, gentlemen? This is something we've worked on a million times for a long time. I think we should say no because Lanny didn't come to see us. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, there's no incentive to really do the work if no one's looking over your shoulder.
I miss you all so much. Uh-huh. I mean, I should have made the trip.
That's a lot of driving for a 3-minute problem here. So.
And you know, I like to save those 3-minute problems for really snowy days.
Yeah, for the worst weather and when it's really dark. Yeah. I don't have any. Thank you. I don't have any questions or comments or issues with any of this project. Every time somebody's made them jump, they've jumped and tried hard. So I guess I would entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the final plat for Rolling Meadows Phase 2, file SUB-25-06.
Okay, may I get a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And there's no one left to oppose. Well, I guess you're good to build.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good evening. We'll see you next time.
Sandy. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Chloe, would you tell us about the agenda forecaster?
First, yeah.
Nothing to tell?
What was that?
Nothing to tell?
Nothing to tell. So we didn't put much on there because I wasn't really sure what I'm going to be getting done and when. But if you will recall, we are working in the background on some code amendments to bring the code into compliance with legislative mandates. So that should be coming back around soon, and then the floodplain code, we'll have to adopt the state's and FEMA's model code to address some of those pre-implementation compliance measures for the biological opinion. We'll go over that in detail in the future. And then I think the next priority after that would really be looking at expanding the urban growth boundary for the sewer. So I do have in the back of my mind that the commission would really like to pursue a buildable lands inventory and an economic opportunity analysis. And I think once the UDB expansion is in full swing, we'll have, you know, good arguments to bring to, we'll have to like talk to the budget commission or the committee and, you know, work with city council and see how we can get some of planning commission's interests advanced. But yeah, I do apologize. There's a couple like deadlines in June.
Well, no one else here has done that. I was involved in that before, and that's quite a big, long process, and it's pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. But we are pretty much out of buildable residential property, and I've had a number of people ask me about it, and we've had a couple of people show up at meetings and ask about it. So I feel like we need to, you know, hold up our end of what we're supposed to be doing. One other thing I had a question about. We talked about boarding houses a while back. Clear back when Terry was here a number of times, because there was interest in the community for boarding houses and things, but I don't think there was ever a follow-up. The reason being was that property over here on must be 4th and
4th, yeah.
What is it, 4th and Juniper, maybe. Mm-hmm. On right over across from the beer station.
Yeah.
There was
by the print shop, by the printing place, by the McKinley printing.
Yeah, right behind it there. Remember that? I don't know what street that is.
That's not Juniper.
No, it's not. Juniper's on the other way. It's Holly Street. It's on Holly Street.
Yeah.
I just got my alphabet backwards. They make you do that for a test along the road. I wouldn't, honestly. But so the boarding house thing, we were looking at zoning and compatibility and what type of neighborhoods that would fit in. Because we do have just the other one boarding house right across the street here, Kitty Corner, that's been there, I don't know how long. It was there when I was a kid, and it was old then. So, been a while. But it's not something we have a lot of, but in terms of affordable housing, that might be an option for some people.
What about when we hit 10,000 people?
Yeah,
what changes?
And is that something that will change on the 10,000 population that where they add additional dwelling units and those kind of rules too? So, and when you're bored and you're just sitting around with nothing better to think about, you can think about that. But it,
can't wait.
Yeah, we don't. Well, I don't expect an answer or a hot button topic because it's not something that comes up often. But it, I was trying to think back of the things that we've left unattended, and that was one of them that kept recurring. And now we've changed a few commissioners, and some of these guys are. They're in the dark completely. Now they can have something to think about too.
So. Yeah, or you can dream up your own desires and opportunities.
I'm not allowed to say those in public.
Seems like I remember some discussion.
Yeah, we had some discussion about them, right? So, okay. Well, thank you kindly if you'd consider those things. I don't think anybody else has any. They'll have to think too. They're younger, they can think faster than me. Well, a couple of them are. One's my age and one's my Uncle Bob over there on the end. But, all right.
I know I'm still the new guy in the committee, but one of the things I brought up, I think from my first time here, and I've heard it from several people, again, we're gonna pop over 10,000 people fairly quickly. And I would like to know generally how big a city has to be for them to have some kind of hospital or something more than we have here. Again, because what's that?
So I think it was kind of answered as it's a private thing, so somebody has to see enough revenue available.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was a market-driven revenue.
Market-driven?
Yep.
So, well, if the populace is aging and there's incidences or something, and then well, it maybe, but you know
for a while the urgent care down there was really good, and you can see that they've lost their touch here recently. That was them. I was only broken one place when I went in there. Doesn't bend anymore. we could use a good vet, but
I just know from here to Riverbend takes a significant amount of time, and with the aging population, you know, an extra 15-20 minutes could mean the difference between this world and the next.
I'll tell you what,
it's about the same distance to right Samaritan too.
On 99,
yeah,
and it is busy, 24 hours a day.
Yep.
With
ambulances and rescue vehicles. Mine shops right down the street all day long.
They just had a thing on the news, I believe it was KBAL, and they had reporters in the emergency room just at that time of day, and they said they are just so over. What they're doing is they're taking staff offices and they're turning them into rooms they can put emergency people in. That's how overwhelmed they are. I mean, if that doesn't scream time for a new hospital, I don't know what does. I mean, they're big, and they're.
I just know if something did come about, we'd get people from Monroe, Cheshire, and Harrisburg right here, in this area.
Halsey would be
right,
halfway.
No time.
Yeah.
Between. So there's a lot of little no places around here.
That's right.
In Alvador.
Yeah.
You know, all the high spots.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been here forever.
Triangle Lake even, you know, that's an hour ride to the hospital.
Well, that's true. You know, you get to Triangle Lake or Blatchley, and there's no good way to get there from here. And it's
anyway, it's just something that citizens of Junction City have brought up to me several times, and I...
Well, when we do the EOA, the Economic Opportunity Analysis and that stuff, there's a section in there to bring forward things that you would like to see in Junction City.
Yes.
And then it can be brought up for more people to consider, and they can try to work that. It's not something we can force to happen because it's a economic-driven idea, but the more interest there is, the better our chances.
Well, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and maybe someone that has an interest in making money would see it.
They might.
Yes.
Hey, if that's the business you're in and there's a market,
that's right.
You know, but, all right.
And just one other thought is, like in a buildable land inventory, we could look at how many vacant public land zoning properties there are, because that would be one barrier is zoning on some of these small lots. So just make it easier for something like that to happen.
Right.
In the future.
Yeah. We can.
That's great.
We can modify some things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to work around some things. Because we're user-friendly here.
I don't see the population getting to 10,000 with the moratorium at the moment.
No, that's going to slow it down.
We'll expand the UDB.
Right.
That will increase the sewer capacity.
Right.
Then we'll get working on it.
Okay.
So where is the city on that?
What was that?
Where is the city on the new sewer system? Are they still looking? Have they found what they're where they want to build? And if so, have they applied to the state yet? Or
what I've heard from Gary personally is, please pursue a UDB expansion so that we can use the property that we own that's directly to the west of the facility now to expand on. I don't think they have like plans drawn up, but I do know they've been pursuing like floodplain permits and thinking about that site heavily.
But we wouldn't have to have a plan specific to include that. We would just have to have the desire and to show the need, which would be pretty easy to do when they already can't, you know, when we're at capacity and nothing's happening. So that would be, we could make that part of it. That's a lot easier to work than the residential or the commercial parts and some of that stuff.
The only reason I ask is I believe in a couple meetings back, Gary threw out a date like 2032. Is that feasible, or could it be before that, or is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the facility expansion. That's way out of my
okay.
I mean, we'll definitely expand the UGB before that, but
as far
as building out a facility, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just a lot.
But Gary, I'm sure will be at the next meeting.
The wells, are those all sorted out?
I think the wells are all sorted. I think they're doing well on those.
Fair.
Making it happen.
Well.
They're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing well on the wells.
I know my wife filled up the bathtub the other night to take a bath, and the water was clear.
Nice.
Good. I don't think I've seen that since I've lived
they're
there.
They're working on the ones behind my place down there on 6th and Maple.
I've seen them out there.
Oh, man, they turned it off, and they turned it back on, and it was like brown syrup.
Oh,
it came out of the taps and went glorp. Oh, it was nasty.
Oh,
it was really nasty.
I think they're trying.
They're trying.
It appears they're trying.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, thank you kindly. Appreciate your help. Have a nice evening. You may have the rest of the day off.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All
right. I guess we got it covered. Any further comments, gentlemen?
Nope.
None?
Are we going to have another member?
I think.
Speaking to me, if you'll have me, I'd very much like to be.
I think there's the only glitch in that is you're in the 97448 and not in town.
Oh.
Is that correct?
Oh, is that my
97448?
I'm the one filling that position.
Me too. There's two. There can only be two at a time.
Oh, okay.
And that's the holdup on that. Unless we can. We should ask Chloe if we could have changed that.
I was going to say, would that be the...
the mayor.
Yeah.
He'd have to talk to city council, I guess, and change
it. Well, it would have to be... We would have to come up with the idea and send it to council for approval, and they would have to have public meetings and decide.
But in the meantime, he could be an alternate.
He could be an alternate, yes.
That was my question as well.
I think he could be an alternate, yes, sir. But I think, you know, there's people that have no interest in this at all. But then they want to say, well, you don't even live in town.
I'd say,
okay, well, I've lived here my whole life, you know, right down the street for, you know, a big percentage of it, and I'm still here every day, so I kind of live in town. I have a Junction City address, and it's 97448, but I'm not within the city limits.
Yeah.
So,
that'll probably change someday.
Ours is a bad choice, but.
Well, it probably won't go to my house. I'm in Alvador.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I could change my address to my other house down here, and I'd be good, and then you could start
that's
tomorrow.
That's the area that I live in, too.
Yeah.
Alvador?
Just right on the edge of Alvador.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot of people's mailing address in Alvador say Junction City with a different zip code.
Mine does. I have two, and it's the same place. I have an Alvador address because I have a post office box and a Junction City address for my mailbox. But the Junction City zip code goes almost to Blatchley.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
Goes a long way out there.
Yeah.
Goes clear out and covers Alvador if you have a mailbox. And then back Clear Lake Road about to Fur Butte, everything on the north side is Junction City. And then it splits. Clear Lake Estates is a Eugene one, but back this way is Junction City. And then it goes clear out to the county line for Benton County and the county line for Linn County, and then jig-jogs back around River Road, clear down to Lassen Lane at least, maybe to Beacon, and then over to the river. So it covers a huge area.
I think the guys that drew this stuff out were the same ones that drew out where power companies are supposed to go.
I think so. It had to
be. One of the things that I had trouble when I first moved here from Florida is you'd have Lane Electric run down one side of the road, you'd have E-Putt on this side, you'd have E-Webb going over top of you, and then you'd have Blatchley with
there's one little line right one here. Little spot of Blatchley right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I mean,
how did they get that one? Why don't they trade?
The people up north, from what I understand, are the ones that the legislature drew the boundaries, is what I understand.
There was something in it for somebody to draw it the way they did.
Yeah.
This is just silly.
That they shouldn't draw the lines when they're drunk.
I guess in 1900, Junction City was the only thing out here for, you know, a long way.
Probably
so
expecting it to grow a lot more than it.
Well, there was supposed to be a big railroad depot that never happened. Mm-hmm. So,
what is our population right now? Does anybody know?
Something.
I think it's like 7,200.
Yeah, that's what I heard, 7,200.
I was going to guess like 76 or 7,800.
Yeah, it might be that much.
Yeah, I think that's well on the lines.
Yeah, could be.
And that's why I was like, we're going to be 10,000 at some point here fairly quickly. I'd like to know what all the
yeah.
need to expect.
Well, then they talked about that a little bit when they sent down their mandate. And it could be a benefit for some additional dwelling units for people that want those.
Mm-hmm.
But those could be a pain in the ass for people that don't want one next door to them, that don't want a big party in the neighbor's backyard.
Yeah, kind of like this place here by Bi-Mart, the threeplex or whatever.
You know, that actually is a pretty nice looking building. And I think they did a nice job of opening up that alley.
And I haven't been in an alley yet. But
if you drive through there, it's pretty decent. But I understand how those people that lived there forever didn't want to lose the ability to back in and and do some stuff. And I think that driveway plan was annoying. And I don't know that I ever really supported that driveway plan. But
hands are tied.
You know, I think there at some point you just need to say, you know, we need to think about our driveway plans. There's not enough traffic on that road that a driveway would have been a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the Dairy Mart, you know, the heating and air people having an issue. You're not supposed to be loading and unloading?
Yeah.
Right there, you know.
I mean, everybody loads in alleys. There's no choice.
Is Dairy Queen going to start work on their building fairly quickly?
I haven't heard anything recently. They've had a couple apps and asking us to, you know, like their whole parking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just little things, but
they probably want to get their ducks in a row before they.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a major investment.
Yes.
Yeah. They want to make sure, I think, they have everything right.
Well, is that a tear down before construction starts?
You would think they would. You would think. Well, you would think they'd build the one in the back and then immediately scrape the other one off for parking.
That's what I would
think. I mean, with minimal overlap. Because that's just good business. That's a lot of money a day to close that thing up. And
yes. My buddy who owns Lakeview Grocery, when it burned down, that hurt him. All the people that would come there normally, he was down like 4 months.
Yeah.
They lost their habit, and then there went the majority, like 60% of his revenue stream.
Never come back.
Yep. Right. They got used to going to town to get their stuff rather than just driving down the road, and then it never come back.
Yeah, it's really
you don't want to see that happen.
Mm-mm. No, you don't, and especially out Highway 36, there used to be a number of small businesses out there, and there just aren't many left.
Mm-hmm. A Horton store,
Is it still there, or is it?
It's a house now.
Somebody told me that it closed. I hadn't driven down to that one, but you know, there was 5 or 6 stores and 2 or 3 bars out there. I used to have the Pepsi route out there years ago, and it was an all-day journey to hit everybody. Now you could hit them all in an hour.
Take more time driving.
A lot of them burned. You know, I think it was insurance policy friction. Business got slow, and they just.
I don't think Sandy Rice actually died. I think he's in another country now.
You think so?
Yeah, he talked about that a lot, and then just went on a hike, and nobody ever found his body.
Interesting. Well, Kelly's burnt down. Was it Kelly's? Camp Indiola burnt down.
The fishing store there, right at the
bottom. Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of them. So, a lot of fires out there.
Extra fire people.
A lot of fires out there. I don't know. Okay, well, we visited enough. Don wants to go home. Do we have anything further here? No commissioner comments. Did you have something for me? Did I forget something?
Your vote for adjournment.
My what?
Vote.
The adjournment.
I was getting to that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would make a motion for us to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Absolutely.
Okay. Nobody wants to stay?
Well, no, I was too short of me. All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
That's good.
Wow.
Appreciate your help.
Recording stopped.
Thank you, Don.